USA Radio News with Kelly Sloan.
And what I saw there in the East Room at the White House, I promise you, I hear it and I see it in the man who I believe will be the next president of the United States.
Mike Pence, the vice presidential candidate and Indiana governor, comparing Donald Trump to Ronald Reagan. He just gave a speech at the Conservative Union Foundation. Some of the speakers today will include House Speaker Paul Ryan, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, and Donald Trump Jr. The theme today is Make America Work Again. Yesterday, it was Make America Safe Again.
I would like to make something very clear. Blue lives matter in America.
That was Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark, who says America's sense of safety has been shattered. He says Trump has consistently raised his voice in defense of police and in the idea that everyone is treated fairly by law enforcement. This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
ISIS is claiming responsibility for an attack on passengers aboard a German train. Police say at least five people were injured by an axe-wielding Afghan teenager who was then shot dead. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says attacks like these are becoming too common.
This is part of their mode of operating. They encourage their followers not to travel to Syria if they face any risk of apprehension, but rather to stay in their home countries and attack their fellow citizens with whatever means possible. Mm-hmm.
The attacker has been described as a 17-year-old asylum seeker. ISIS is now calling him one of their fighters. Several of the victims are said to be in serious condition. Authorities in Baton Rouge are giving details about the brutal killing of three law enforcement officers Sunday. State Police spokesman Mike Edmondson says Gavin Long scouted locations to target the officers, taking up tactical positions and opening fire as the first two police officers arrived. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. I mean, you know, I love him.
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
One black leader is speaking out against Black Lives Matter. Jason Wirt has more.
A leading pastor in the black community is speaking out against Black Lives Matter. Pastor Aubrey Shines appeared on Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphreys. He said Black Lives Matter ignores violence in liberally led cities like Chicago.
90%+ of them, they were not murdered by whites or even a white officer. They were murdered by other blacks. Why isn't that fitting the CNN News, NBC News narrative? Because they're supporters of Barack Obama.
Shines called Black Lives Matter a hate group. I'm Jason Wirt.
Fewer people are signing up for Netflix. The online movie streaming service reported that it only added 1.7 million subscribers during the second quarter, well under the 2.5 million predicted. The company is blaming some of the slowdown on the media, which reported on plans to raise prices. The majority of the new subscribers were from outside the U.S., where the company has been rolling out service. The news sent Netflix stock down 16% in after-hours trading Monday. Home construction is up more than experts thought it would be. Figures from the Commerce Department out today show a nearly 5% jump in housing starts for June. That takes home construction up to an annualized rate of 1.18 million units, which is more than the 1.17 million industry analysts predicted. And stocks are mixed in midday trading in the last hour. The Dow was up 2, the NASDAQ was down 21 points, and the S&P was off by 5. This is USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. For more news, we're on the web at USARadio.com.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
The attacks, the ambush-styled attacks that we've now seen in Dallas and Baton Rouge, those were risks that a few months ago, you know, a year ago, none of us would have thought we'd be looking at.
CPD is requiring officers to ride in pairs and in uniform while on patrol. Officials said there is no known threat to Chicago police. The Accomack County Sheriffs in Virginia say it's investigating what appears to be a murder-suicide. Frank Harmon reports.
Virginia State Police were called to the end of Pierce Taylor Road near Mapsville on Saturday morning for a report of a vehicle that had two individuals who were believed to be dead from gunshot wounds along with an infant child inside. The sheriff's office says the deceased are 20-year-old Elizabeth Madison Ann Jensen of Sanford and 27-year-old Jonan Fabricio Gonzalez Fune of Bloxham, a corrections officer. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
USA Radio News.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a gold-silver group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-295-7104 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-295-7104. 800-295-7104.
The presumptive First Lady stepped onto the stage last night, introduced by her husband, Donald J. Trump.
It is my great honor to present the next First Lady of the United States.
She spoke of how Donald Trump represents a new change and how the general election will be a different campaign.
My husband offers a new direction, welcoming change, prosperity, and greater cooperation among peoples and nations. Donald intends to represent all the people, not just some of the people. The race will be hard fought all the way to November. There will be good times and hard times and unexpected turns. It would not be a Trump contest without excitement and drama.
USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Led by Virginia and a few other states, the Republican National Convention had a contentious first day as the hashtag NeverTrump crowd attempted one last time to derail Donald Trump nomination. USA's Russ Jones in Cleveland, and he has this report.
What happened up there was not practicing what you preach. They say, you know, if I hear Reince Priebus say that we're the party of the open door one more time, I'm going to throw up if I'm close enough.
The convention chair said that, in his opinion, the Trump supporters had won in Cleveland. I'm Russ Jones.
In Chicago, Mayor Emanuel and Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle are setting aside their political differences to support an effort to attract manufacturing jobs. They're creating what they're calling industrial growth zones in seven areas over the next 3 years to prepare those sites for development. The city, county, and South Suburban mayors are also creating a one-stop shop to provide developers and companies easier regulatory paths to bring in new employees and expand existing businesses. Taking a look at the weather today for the lower 48, rain in the Four Corners area and severe thunderstorms in southern Nebraska heading into northern Kansas. Temperatures above average, but that's about it. This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod Williams-Stoll. For more news 24/7, www.usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
It's 8:06, time for Jungle Radio Weather. 81 degrees right now. Clear skies, 10% chance of precipitation. Today is Tuesday, July 19, 2016. Sunny highs in the mid-80s, northwest winds of 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly clear, lows in the upper 50s. North winds at 5 miles an hour. Sunny highs in the lower 80s, northeast winds tomorrow, 5 miles an hour, becoming west around 5 in the afternoon. Sunny highs in the upper 80s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour, mostly sunny highs in the lower 90s on Friday. Saturday, partly sunny highs in the lower 90s, and Sunday, mostly sunny, hot with highs in the lower 90s. And a little thunderstorm icon telling me we might have some volatile conditions. Temperatures in the area, 71 over in Ringo, 71 at the county complex. It's 74 over in Branchburg. It's 76 in Kingwood, 67 in Frenchtown, and 77 up in Easton. Good morning, Hunter, in the Sunshine Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
good morning. I'm Lynn Bigsie, coming live from the Hoon Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial, and it's my job to get you out and about on your day. Going to work, going to school, wearing your arms. You need to be on the info because we're the wild word, not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk in your radio station in the nation. That's by Chamber of Commerce. We're all out in Hunter County, New Jersey. This is the Eagles, Witchy Woman. We'll get to that little celebrity birthday coming up in just a little bit. First things first, though, we've got to do traffic to tell you about what's going on Hunter County roads from HEOTTMA.com. HEOT sends me my alerts. You can get them, too. Just register with them, and they'll send you alerts via email. You can get them on your smartphone, or you can follow them on Twitter. So earlier this morning, we had congestion on 31 southbound from Hampton to Clinton, pockets of traffic. That was at 7:02. As of 7:51, congestion on 78 at exit 20, Lebanon Borough. Pockets of slow moving traffic approaching exit 29, 287, all the way to Bedminster. Not too bad, just a little congestion when everybody's going at the same time. That's it. Good morning, Hunter and Hoon Chamber Radio Traffic. And so what's on HuntingShipRadio.com schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have Michelle Heidi on at 8:30 to talk about the markets. And that's about it. The rest of it's the eclectic mix of news and information. At 11 o'clock, it's Some Things About Money. Joe Patton, Michelle Heidi, Tony Clark, giving you a focus on various aspects of money, including how the media and the current topics in the media are affecting the markets. The Human Side of Business with David Wright is on from 1 to 2. David gives you insight into organizational effectiveness. The Hunter and Foods Count, Gary Malgiri, is on from 2 to 3, introducing you to the menus of our local restaurants. Outside the Box with Sam Soprano is on from 3 to 4, helping you achieve your financial milestones and your any other type of events that are going on, big events that you're going to save for in your retirement. Joe Peters, I had a great chat with him at Salsa Night on Saturday. Joe Peters does two shows. He alternates them. One is Real Estate Matters, where he talks all about real estate in Hunter County and the real estate market. And the other week, he does 55 Plus, where he's talking about the years of 55 and older and all the things you need to talk about and think about for those years. Finally, we end up the day with Randazzo's musical journey. Greg Randazzo comes on playing 60s, 70s, and 80s music that he loved and learned as a kid. He packages it as a little theme and gives you a great ride home for your commute. That's the entire HuntingShipRadio.com lineup. It's all there on the HuntingShipRadio.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingShipRadio.com. One of those songs might be the Eagles, you never know what you want. Well, we're all back with more Good Morning Hunter in just a moment.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey.
Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm a CPA with the accounting firm of Bedard Corking Company, and I joined the Chamber to interact with new Chamber members and expand our mutual needs for business networking and giving back to the Hunterdon business community.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
BrandonWatts.com, celebration of images for the week and the day. National Ventriloquism Week finished up. Rabbit Week is finishing up on Thursday. That's Magician Rabbits. Melbourne Rabbit up in Canada is the sponsor. Captive Nations Week gets Everybody Deserves a Massage Week. National Parenting Gifted Children Week. National Zookeeper Week. National Independent Retailers Week. Restless Leg Syndrome Education Awareness Week started yesterday. There's a different one on the 23rd. And National Baby Food Week starts on the 20th, along with Comic-Con International. And Hemingway Lookalike Days is happening on the 21st. And for today, we go and check the specific day, and for BrandonWatts.com, it's Anne Hutchinson's Memorial Day, and it's Flitch Day. Gonna have to look up what Flitch is. Celebration is for the week of the day from BrandonWatts.com. Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. Daniel Muller reports on the 18th that Annandale veteran honored at Yankee Stadium. There's photos as well. Annandale resident Lawrence Honan was honored as veteran of the game at Yankee Stadium on Saturday. Honan was announced and brought onto the field during the pregame activities to stand as honored veteran for his service as Lance Corporal in the U.S. Marine Corps. Honan has also received the Bronze Star and the Purple Heart. Honan stood with his three grandsons, all wearing Yankee shirts and hats, and the Yankees lost, unfortunately, to the Red Sox 5-2 that evening. Honan was also honored by Hunterdon County in 2015, receiving the Hunterdon County Veterans Recognition Medal presented by Representative Leonard Lance. The ceremony recognizes 20 war veterans for their outstanding service to the country in all branches of the military. So it's nice to know that Mr. Honan is getting recognized for his service to our country. It's something we need to do all the time with all the people that go into our military and serve for us and protect us. And if you get the opportunity at some point to say thank you to a serviceman or woman, do so. They won't mind. They'll just say thank you and say it's part of their job. Just like you would say thank you to anybody that waits on you or serves you at a certain department store. But these folks are taking it in much more danger than anybody else. And so we need to make sure that they understand that their sacrifice and their effort going away and protecting us is really important. And when they're finally finished, a great pat on the back is all they're asking for. That is vitamin C for today. All right, it's time for some celebrity birthdays. Let's see who's got a birthday today.
We sing happy birthday to you. And may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh, 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 oh. We are Disc Jockey Almanac has our celebrity birthdays for today. For July 19th, 2016. Stir of Echoes, Zachary David Cope is 22. Cheaper by the Dozen, Stephen Anthony Lawrence is 26. Soul Eater, Sharony Lay is 28. Not Cool actor, Shane Dawson is 28. Rookie Blue, Travis Moon is 30. From the Sixth Day, Andrea Libman is 32. Catch Me If You Can, Caitlin Doubleday is 32. Actress in Matilda, Kira Spencer-Hesser is 32. From Empire, Tri Byers is 33. Actor in Supernatural, Jared Padalecki is 34. From The Final Girls, Angela Trimbar is 35. Scott Pilgrim vs. The World, Mark Webber is 36. Miss March, Josh Fadem is 36. Actress in XY, Chiara Zani is 38. Bitch Slap, Aaron Cummins is 39. From Coronation Street, Angela Griffin is 40. Vanessa Shaw has a 40th birthday today. She's from Eyes Wide Shut. Benedict Cumberbatch is 40 as well from The Imitation Game. 43rd birthday of Sed Taimul from American Hustle. Resident Evil's Damnation. Cantone Taylor is 47. Collateral, an enemy of the state. Bodie Elfman is 47. Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows. William Houston is 48. Comedian, actor, and Spider-Man. Jim Norton is 48. Seeking a Friend for the End of the World. Nancy Carroll is 50. Actress in Ellen. Cleo Lewis is 51. Forrest Gump. Peter Dobson is 52. From ER, Anthony Edwards is 54. Comedian Lisa Lampanelli is 55. Campbell Scott is 55 from The Exorcism of Emily Rose. Mark Soper is 57 from Swordfish and Phenomenon. Peter Barton is 60 from the final chapter of Friday the 13th. Beverly Archer is 68 from Major Dad. Eagles and Nitty Gritty Dirt Band singer, guitarist Bernie Leadon is 69. International Tennis Hall of Famer Julina Stasi is 70 today. From the Deer Hunter, George Zunza is 71. Vicky Carr is 75, singer of It Must Be Him. Battle of the Bulge, Robert Woods is 80. Ryan's Hope, Strangers When We Met. Helen Gallagher is 90 and singer of Sad Movies Make Me Cry. Sue Thompson is 91 today. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingtonradio.com and I'll get it on the show to celebrate. It's time for us to take a break. To the news, we'll get Michelle Heidi on in just a little bit.
I tell myself what's done is done. I tell myself don't be a fool. Play the field, have a lot of fun. It's easy when you play it cool. I tell myself don't be a chump. Who cares? Let him stay away. That's when the phone rings and I jump. And as I grab the phone, I pray. Let it please be him. Oh dear God, it must be him. It must be him. Or I shall die. After a while, I myself again. I pick the pieces off the floor, put my heart on the shelf again. He'll never hurt me anymore. I'm not a puppet on a string. I'll find somebody else someday. That's when the phone rings. And once again, I start to pray. Let it please be him. Oh dear God, it must be him. It must be him. Or I shall die. Or I shall die. Oh hello, hello, my dear God. It must be him.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
Hillary Clinton cannot be trusted. Her judgment and character are not suited to be sitting in the most powerful office in the world.
That was Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst, who argued that likely Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump will fill a void. Our possible First Lady says Donald is ready to step into the White House.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donald J. Trump is ready to serve and lead this country as the next president of the United States.
And of course, as the convention goes on and the nominating continues, we'll see more fun and frivolity in Cleveland, Ohio. Rod Williams-Stoll, USA Radio News.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The founder of an anti-Donald Trump pact says at least one speaker deserved praise on the first day of the Republican National Convention.
I had some surprises, actually. I thought Melania Trump actually did a great job and was very graceful and dignified under a lot of pressure. That's a lot of pressure for somebody that's not a public person.
Katie Packer says she didn't want to be at the convention.
Well, I feel sad. You know, this is the first Republican convention I've missed since 1988, and I had no desire to be there.
Some of the highs and the lows, and it all continues today. A Fanwood, New Jersey woman is dead after being electrocuted during yesterday afternoon's heavy thunderstorms. Police Chief Richard Trigo says it happened after a tree and down power lines fell on the woman's car.
Some wires came down and fell on a car, and a female attempted to get out of the car and was subsequently electrocuted.
This is USA Radio News. You can always find us on the net at www.usaradio.com.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. She really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
A Gloucester Point man is facing state weapons charges after he attempted to go through security checkpoints with a handgun at Richmond International Airport. Frank Hammond reports.
Transportation Security Administration officials say the incident happened yesterday morning when the man told them he had the gun in his carry-on bag because he had taken the backpack on a motorcycle trip and forgot he had it with him. The gun was loaded with a bullet, and there were another 14 bullets inside the backpack. Security officials alerted airport police, who then confiscated the gun and cited the man. Officials are warning those who bring firearms to the airport checkpoint are subject to possible criminal charges and civil penalties totaling $11,000. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
Public support for that proposed border wall just isn't there. As Ted Houston explains.
A new poll by Cronkite News Service, Univision, and the Dallas Morning News shows the vast majority of people living near the U.S.-Mexico border oppose the idea of a wall. Overall, 72% of those on the U.S. side and 85% on the Mexican side are against the wall, and 70% of the Americans and 77% of the Mexicans say there are bigger border-related issues to worry about. They also say the tone of the debate over the wall is damaging relations between the two countries. I'm Ted Houston.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod William Stoll. For 24/7 coverage of both the Republican and the Democratic convention, punch up www.usaradio.com.
Money, money, money. We don't need your money. It's time for the investment update with Michelle Heidi Hughes. Waiting in the wings. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. A little late night
all
last
right.
night, but I'm hanging in there.
So, all right.
So I saw the Goldman. Remember Goldman Sachs? I haven't heard from them in years. All of a sudden had posted and had some success, but that didn't seem to help the rest of the market.
Nope, exactly. Yeah, Goldman Sachs came in quite a bit above estimates at $3.72 a share versus the $3 a share estimate. But the futures right now are basically flat. I mean, we're starting to lose a little bit of steam after hitting the highs over the past couple of days, you know, again, which isn't unusual. But it'll be interesting, you know, when you look at the charts and everything to figure out where we're going to go from here. If we take a look globally, over in Asia, the markets closed mixed. We had the Nikkei climbing despite the fact that SoftBank tumbled about 10% after the bid that I discussed yesterday. Over in Europe, we currently have the markets trading down slightly. And then here in the U.S., we have a ton of earnings coming in. As you mentioned, we had Goldman Sachs coming in above estimates. We had IBM coming in at 6 cents above estimates, United Health, 7 cents above, J&J, 6 cents above. But we did have Philip Morris International falling shy by about 5 cents a share, and Yahoo missed by 1 cent a share, even though they exceeded on the revenue side. And it sounds like any day now we'll find out who is looking to bid on Yahoo at this stage. So that continues to be news that we're reading about in regard to Yahoo as far as, you know, who's going to look to purchase them to figure out where to take that company from this point. Let's see, when the market closes today, we have Microsoft reporting, we have Discover Financial reporting, and again, a whole bunch of earnings coming in this week. It's a pretty heavy week for earnings, but right now the markets here in the U.S. are relatively flat, so we'll probably be opening, again, you know, relatively flat, and then when Joe and I are on the show at 11, we'll be reporting. We have housing starts coming in any moment now, and we'll take a look at where the markets are at that point in time.
Okay. Couple of other news items that came through that I don't know if you got to see on your way to camp, but Nintendo is up. Their market cap's up $42 billion since they launched Pokemon Go.
Wow.
That goes to show you how pop culture affects a stock market.
Absolutely.
Let's see. J&J. And beat sale estimates. So that's interesting because that's more of a defensive position, you know, if you get into that. But that seems like they're doing okay. United Health also profit jumped 10.7 despite Obamacare and all that stuff. The market's still, you know, there's a lot of things in there. You got to make some good choices, but there's a lot of opportunity in there that despite the fact that the overall market is at its highs.
Right, exactly. And that's a good point, because if we take a look around, you know, there are certain sectors that have definitely been the biggest contributors to some of the highs that we've been hitting, but there are still some sectors out there and some companies out there that are still attractively valued. So, you know, don't be afraid, but just make sure you do your homework in advance to figure out what your targets are, and then from there do the research to find out what companies, which funds would meet that criteria where the prices are still looking attractive at this point.
Right. Okay. I was just going to over the CNN money for just a second here, looking at the sectors. The laggard sectors right now is transportation. That's only been up 1% in the last 3 months. Consumer durables, which is ironic.
Mm-hmm.
3.5%, and electronic technology is up 3.6%, and finance up 3.7%. So we've had this market move really without the financial sector at all involved.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and it's interesting. You know, financials have been lagging behind, but people are still a bit shy to jump in because they're not sure what types of increased regulations they'll see and what effects the interest rate environment will have. But, I mean, there's definitely some attractive valuations out there. Again, if you kind of pick and choose your spots, you know, and in some cases it's some of the bigger banks. In other cases it's more the regional or the smaller banks that are a little bit more attractively valued at this point in time. So always opportunities out there to take advantage of.
All right. Well, that's why we get you guys to help us figure that out. So that's you and Joe, and are you on the show today?
Yes, I'm back on the show today.
All right.
Believe it or not.
All right. So Joe and Michelle will be talking about different aspects of the market that are affecting aspects of the news that are affecting the market, and I'm sure you'll have other things to chat as well. You put that together at the last minute because it's obviously got to be current, so we'll wait to hear what you guys got to hear, what you guys got to talk about. We'll talk to you guys around 11 then.
All right, sounds like a plan. Have a great morning.
You too. Take care. Thank you, Michelle.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. Michelle Heide from Patton Heide & Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, and Tony do the Some Things About Money show at 11 o'clock today. And Michelle helps me with the market update at 8:30 every morning on Good Morning 100 and HuntingJimberRitter.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning 100 in a moment.
Bad movies always make me cry. He said he had to work, so I went to the show alone. They turned down the lights and turned the projector on. And just as the news of the world started to begin, So they sat right down in front of me.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on Hunterdon America. We got other things to talk about. Some more news in Hunterdon County. Let's go with Thursday Night Lights is ready to rock Flemington. Sally Graziano of NJ.com reports on the 15th that downtown Flemington is the stage for musicians, comedians, magicians, artists, and more. Thanks to the Thursday Night Lights series that opens on the 21st, events will be run Thursdays 6 to 10 through September 8th. The venues include the Flemington Filling Station, the Grill Shack, Sphericality, 55 Main, Matt's Red Rooster Grill, the Courthouse Steps, El Mariachi, Green Sleeves, Viva Mexico, Don Molina's, Bluefish Grill, Factory Fuel, and Lone Eagle Brewing. For opening night, performers are set to include Al Grigg, The Shackers, Brianna Nelson, Keith Monaccio, Clover, Stephen Joseph, Thomas Johnston, Courthouse Comedy, Devilgrass Band, Henry Wickerek, R.J. Shoemaker, Crossroads, Instantly Radioactive, Dan Lavoie, and Strange Brew Crew. Soloists, duos, and other talent will perform throughout the town. Larger bands will play at the Courthouse, Turntable Junction, and the Filling Station Beer Garden. Lone Eagle Brewing and the Stangle Factory, the Courthouse comedians will perform 7 to 8 at the Courthouse on July 21st, August 4th, August 18th, and September 1st. Flemington Rock's Facebook page has lots of information about the performers, and organizer Wendy Richardson said they're planning to have a map online so people can track down performers they want to hear. In traditional busking fashion, the musicians, bands, comedians, magicians, dancers, and artists perform live on sidewalks, porches, parking lots, and stoops, collecting tips and exposure. Hopefully people will hire them outside the Thursday night lights so we can wake up this town, Richardson said. She and others like-minded business owners formed Flemington Rocks in 2013, which works to revitalize Flemington through music, arts, and community celebrations. All the Thursday Night Lights performances are free and family-oriented. For more information, check out Flemington Rocks website, which is Flemington.rocks. Yeah, that's it. Flemington.rocks. So there's no .com, there's no .net. It's just Flemington.rocks is the suffix. Yeah, it's a great time, man. You can walk around there and check all that out. There's a lot of things to see and go and take in some food and some fun. It's going to be spread out throughout the whole borough, so you can go all the way down the south part of Flemington, all the way up to the northeast corner by Bluefish Grill. So that's great. Enjoy the Stangle Factory and the Lone Eagle Brewery. So that's going to be happening every Thursday. And it looks like the weather's going to be just fine this week, so enjoy it. Go and have a great time. And let's see what else we have. Two Central Jersey Healthcare Foundations are getting a $200,000 grant. Craig Turpin reports from NJ Advanced Media that two Central Jersey Healthcare Foundations have been received a New Jersey Health Initiatives grant up to $200,000. It was announced on Thursday. The Hunterdon Healthcare Foundation and the Somerset Healthcare Foundation are two of the 10 community coalitions across New Jersey that will each receive a $200,000 grant in funding. The grants will help fund community-focused coalitions of organizations from different fields to develop policy-oriented long-term solutions for healthier living, according to a news release. The New Jersey Health Initiatives is a statewide grant-making program of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, the nation's largest philanthropic dedicated solely to health and largest foundation headquartered in New Jersey. The 10 recipients joined 10 funded in 2015 under the initiatives, Building a Culture of Health in New Jersey, Communities Moving in Action, according to the news release. This is a terrific opportunity for communities across the state to tell us that their biggest health challenges are and how they are collaborating across sectors to address them, said Bob Atkins, who is the director of the initiative. Our round one grantees are already putting initiatives into place and into practice. The second round of grantees increase our spread across New Jersey for a strong culture of health to take root. The coalitions are eligible to receive a total of $200,000 over 4 years to develop and implement a blueprint for action in their communities. To ensure their work continues beyond the 4 years of grant funding, they are required to provide matching funding of $35,000 in the final two grant years, according to the news release. Teams representing each coalition will also attend a boundary-spanning leadership institute led by the Center for Creative Leadership, where participants will focus on developing strong cross-sector relationships to better address the many factors that influence health. So there you have it. We got some great things happening here at 100 Healthcare, and so they take on some great initiatives. It'd be nice to get some follow-up on all of that to find out exactly how that money is intended to be used. But nonetheless, looks like it's going to be fine. So I'm moving over to the leadership, the Hunterdon website, the chamber website to see what's on their calendar. Going over the events page, and we'll see what's up with the upcoming events of the of this month. The Lee's Exchange Central is happening tomorrow, as a matter of fact. It happens over there at the Hampton Inn. Happens at 7:15, and it lasts about an hour and 45 minutes. You need to bring two business cards. What will happen is you'll put one of the business cards, both of the business cards, into some baskets. One card is you'll get all the business cards of all the participants. What happens is one of the cards will be picked by you, and you'll have a meeting of with that particular person that you've chosen outside of this particular event, and likewise, somebody will pick yours. And so you're going to guarantee to have two long-standing network meetings individually with two businesses that were participating yesterday.
USA Radio News with Kelly Sloan.
And for the sake of a Supreme Court that will uphold the sanctity of life, our Second Amendment, we must elect Donald Trump as the 45th president.
Mike Pence, Donald Trump's choice for vice president, is warming up before his speech at the Republican National Convention. The Indiana governor told an audience at the Conservative Union Foundation in Cleveland today that Trump's heart beats with the hearts of American people. He then went after Hillary Clinton, saying she must not be president for the sake of the troops and everyday citizens. And it's day two of the convention. Today's theme is Make America Work Again. Some of today's speakers include House Speaker Paul Ryan and Donald Trump Jr. Trump is expected to be formally nominated for president during the convention today. That will happen during a traditional roll call of the states in the convention hall. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund.